everybody.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Hello, everybody. It's Christmas Eve.
Yay!
And it's a very special show today because it's our last morning show of the year. And to celebrate this, we thought, where can we go? Lapland, Iceland, Poland, Roland off of Grange Hill. Iceland, no, I've said
about Scotland.
The freezer shop. Scotland, Wales. We could have gone anywhere. Mm. And we've come here. But where here is, exactly, is to remain a secret. Because we're in a listener's house.
We've done the show from some very interesting and strange places over the years. And
yes.
This, I think, I have to say, is possibly the weirdest setup we've ever had.
Can't give you too many clues yet. Because the person whose house it is doesn't know we're here yet.
No idea whatsoever. When they come back to wherever they live, they will find us camped.
Speak for yourself, love. I'm quite literally butched here. Well, you may be camped. I'm definitely butched.
I'm wedged into the corner of a room next to the Christmas tree.
I don't want to give too much away. Well, you've already said two things already.
What?
You've said I've got a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Right, so we're obviously not in Alan's house because he probably hasn't put his up yet.
I have, actually.
All right.
Very nice. Not as nice as theirs.
You having a laugh? It's cheap and fake. Anyway, seriously, do you know what I mean? You'd go to the effort, wouldn't you, getting a proper tree? Must have decorated that in the dark. Anyway, so we're in somebody's house, and fingers crossed, it's going to be a good show. Danny's back in London, pressing the buttons. Morning, Danny.
Morning, Chris.
Ah-ha!
Strong start.
I'm telling you, here we go. Are you been bored of that now already. Slade and Merry Christmas, everybody. Danny, you playing it? Get it whacked up. Someone can't hear it. That's better. Oh, yes. Stand by, everybody. Danny, was that you fading that up and down?
It was.
You're rubbish. We're in somebody's house. Let me just clarify the situation. We are in a house. There's myself, Dave, Rachel, Allard, Fergus, Dominic, Carrie, Richard, and Andy, the engineer. Mm-hmm. Is Andy, isn't it? Thank God for that. Jocelyn is in the kitchen. Hi, Joss. Dead, obviously. Oh, there she is. It's a massive time delay.
Dom and Carrie, right, yep, aren't even in the same room as us. They're doing news and sport from upstairs.
Yeah, so they're in the bedroom. So we are really in somebody's house, in a housing estate, right, and we're on the air perfectly. You're in a state-of-the-art, properly built studio, and you're having difficulties, Danny.
We have problems with the pips.
Although, that Gladys Knight said the same thing years ago.
Oh. Target reference. Ask your parents. Gladys Knight and the Pips.
I don't remember them because I'm only 24, of course. Right, so we're in a listener's house. I'll give you proper details about what we're up to in a second. We'll play Elton John in a bit. First of all, let's get some news and some sport with Dominic and Carrie at 7 o'clock.
Police question a man about a spate of stabbings in North London.
And no more Christmas parties, says Harry.
BBC Radio 1.
Newsbeat.
And the weather live from the spare room. The gales across northern England will continue and rain for most of us a bit later on. Radio 1 Newsbeat. I don't know what time it is.
Have you not got a figure there?
I haven't. Is it about 4 minutes past-ish?
Yes. It's about 4 minutes past-ish.
It's 4 minutes past seven.
Yeah, I've written.
How is it in the new spare room, Dominic
and
Carrie?
It's the most surreal thing I've ever done in my life.
It is weird. It's so weird. It's just unbelievable. The maddest thing I've ever done in my life.
Fergus, our executive producer, is sitting next to Allard on the couch or on the sofa, right? This is the sofa that normally whoever lives here would sit on to watch TV. Mm. I'm sitting in the corner in front of the television set with our mobile radio studio sitting in front of me, right? Just to my right is Rachel.
Hello.
Sitting on another sofa. Another clue. Dave is next to the tree.
Hello.
Upstairs is Dominic and Carrie in what we believe to be the spare bedroom.
Hello.
and in the back room, we've got two engineers with an entire world of technology. Hello.
Hello.
And Jocelyn, who's in and out of the kitchen.
Hello.
That must be that must be a dream come true for you, Joss. You should see her.
Really nice utensils.
I bet they have.
Jocelyn joined the BBC to then come away to someone's house and make tea and toast all morning.
Yeah. Money well spent, dear.
See, normally she makes. Normally Jocelyn makes tea and toast in the. You know, it's like. The tea is, because we don't have a kettle, we're not allowed a kettle, so it's a machine, and that kind of thing. Joss's face, it lit up like a tree when she, there's a kettle, they've got teapots, it's like a proper kitchen. It is a proper kitchen. I know. Freeze. So, police academy reference.
She's like Hooks, you see.
Oh, you've got to laugh though, haven't you? You've got to laugh, haven't you? So, obviously, now, a lot of people kind of confused us to the surprise, and it's only fair, you know, people going, okay, so I get the idea you're in someone's house ready to surprise them, however, wouldn't they kind of hear you downstairs, right? They're not here. So, and that all will be explained later on. But they'll be coming here later, a little bit later. So if you're out, maybe you've been stayed at a mate's house last night, and you think to yourself, oh, hang on a second, you're not at my house, are you? No, we're not. And maybe you stayed, I don't know, maybe... if you weren't at home, and you're coming back going, oh, they might be in my house. No, we're not. We're in somebody else's house. But we are genuinely in someone's... It's very exciting.
You
right there? Is that a gritter outside?
Shh, don't give away too many clues.
It's the big
well, I'm not giving it away by saying it's cold.
If there's a gritter going down your road now, we could.
No, it's the bin men.
How is it?
Oh.
That's giving too much away, almost.
Yeah. Well, I know for a fact it's not Leeds then, not the bin men before 8 o'clock in the morning.
This Moyle Show on Radio One.
Yep. Cheers, mate. But I tell you, I'm trying to find the jingly. Where's the jingles? The Christmas jingles, Al.
Bank there?
Three. What?
Bank three.
Bank three. I'm on bank three. I've got my instrumentals, but I need my short ones. Where will they
Third
be?
Third row down.
Third row down. Bingo! It's just gone past 7 o'clock.
Santa Claus is ready. He's packed up all his sleigh with lots of lovely presents. He bought that cheap on eBay. Chris is dressed as Santa. Baby sat upon his knee. And can you guess who's left to be the fairy on the tree?
Carrie!
On the Chris Moyle Show.
Live from the listener's house.
National Radio 1.
It's 7:15 on Radio 1.
If only you could see, because I will, because you've got a real clock in front of you, an analogue clock, I think they're called, but because you or and I can't read it, you're having to turn around and see what time it is off the digital clock on the telly. It's now... What time is it?
Can you see the set there?
No.
7:15.
7:15. So we're live from a listener's house this morning, and so some smart asses have been texting in going, oh, if the people who live in the house are away, how did you get in? Yeah, we broke in, we turned up with a brick, we put the back kitchen window through. Mm. Look, it's all organised. Here's the deal, right? This is the last 12 days to Christmas, which we've been doing... How long have we been doing that for now?
12 days?
Just under 2 weeks.
Mm.
And, morning, Dominic.
Morning.
You all right?
The spare room's lovely.
And it is. So, so we got a letter saying, somebody has had a bit of a rubbish year and, why don't you come and do your show from our house? Now, I won't give you too much details yet because they might be listening. So, we're in their house. So, one of them's in on it, the other one doesn't know about it. Maybe there's two of them in on it and two of them don't know about it. Ooh, just that, maybe there are kids involved.
Mm.
Ooh, maybe that's a surprise. Hopefully there won't be, because they'll just get in the way. You know, a little irritating brass running all over the place. You know what that's like, you know, there's nothing worse. What?
Happy Christmas, everyone.
That's right, yeah. Are you speaking with your mouth
full
of toast?
I've got toast, sorry.
Right, okay, good.
I'm now free of it.
And Carrie, you're right?
Yes, fine, thank you.
We all got to our secret location last night, and we all went out for a curry with Carrie, which was very nice.
Do you know, this is the thing. All of us this morning, because we all had a curry in this big table last night, we'll all stink. So when they...
Speak for yourself, having a wash.
When they come back in, these mystery people, their whole house will stink of stale curry.
As somebody who's been in the spare room and coming down here, it stinks.
Mm. Does it really?
Yeah, it does.
Mm. Okay, right, here's a question then, and I want an absolute honest hands up. Has anybody, since they walked through the front door of this listener's house, has anybody farted? Richard, I can tell by your face you have. Andy? Dave?
I had a little one upstairs, yeah.
You farted. Right, that's two. Dom, be honest. Be absolutely honest.
I've used their toilet.
Okay.
Hey?
Six, two farts and a dump.
Yeah.
Alan?
I have not.
Fergus?
Yes.
Have you really? Three farts and a dump. Carrie?
No, I'm a lady.
I'm a lady.
Four farts and a dump.
I'm a lady.
Joss?
No.
Rach?
No.
Do you know, for once, I haven't.
Give it time.
But we did go to a bizarre pub last night, and I did drop one at the bar, and at which point, Jocelyn walked right up to me and said, "Are you having a nice night?" And I didn't have the heart to say, "I wouldn't stand here if I were you, love." So I just stood there, and Joss had a really kind of funny look on her face, and she was going, "I can smell something, but I wouldn't see anything."
That was very odd in there as well. I can't say too much, because obviously it will give away the location of where we are in the UK, but that was an odd place, wasn't it? An odd going.
Certainly was. So, around the UK, there are bits of snow in certain areas. I'm not going to tell you whether it's snowing here or not, because it'll start giving away clues. But we're in a listener's house. They'll be here later on. And, oh, how much fun will we have? I'm just hoping they don't walk in and go, "The carpets are brand new!" Buzz off the last one this year. And maybe the last one ever will be next. And it will be late. 7:19. Hit the vocal in the house. It gets me the spice of the mountain. The darkness on Radio 1. It's exactly 7:22, thanks to Richard, the engineer, who ran out and got his radio-controlled digital clock.
Because we can't read a real one.
Exactly. So, since January the 5th this year, we've done a feature every morning at 7:20 called Buzz Off, where I've brought in a CD from home and played it on the air, and you've voted whether you want to hear all of it or just a bit of it. Halfway through the year, I got bored and slightly rigged it. But it's been great. And we've played a year's worth of top tunes. We've played...
And who can forget?
And, of course, you remember that time in June when we played... Oh, yes.
That was a doozy.
We played the Beatles, we played the Stones, we played Entrance featuring Ricardo the Force with Staying Alive. We played everything. And it's the last one of the year. And it's the... Right, Alan, could you make any more noise, please?
Sorry.
This is like a tender moment.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Like, your face will be tender in a second.
Sorry, Chris.
That doesn't make any sense. So, I decided for the last buzz-off of the year, and maybe the last buzz-off ever... I was just about to say, who's making noise? I've realised it's the printer.
How is it?
I printed at the wrong time.
What are you printing?
That's the sound of the news script being born.
Don't give too much away.
Being born. News is born.
In a little house somewhere.
Good morning, printer fans. So because it could be the last buzz-off ever. Well, it is, because we're not going to do it next year. Thing for you. I decided I will play one of my favourite buzz-offs that we've done this year.
Oh, no.
So what the hell is that supposed to mean?
Am I going to like it?
What?
Am I going to like it?
Yeah.
I know what it is.
Everyone's going to like it.
Is it Brian May again?
Rach.
Mellencamp.
That was one of the worst, actually. Driven by you.
Shut up, look. Anyway.
It was a transit van advert. What are you doing playing that?
So here we are in a listener's house. Christmas Eve at 7:24 in the morning. This is my favourite buzz-off of the year. Turn it up loud. Here we go.
I knew it was going to be this.
20 years ago, this was a massive hit.
Don't worry, Rachel, it's the last one of the series.
First gig I ever went to see at the Queen's Hall in Leeds. It's knocked down now, it's a car park. I want everybody throughout the world to enjoy Nick Kershaw. I've got two strong arms. Yes. Blessings of Babylon. Time to carry on and try for sins and false alarms. Soul to America the brave. Wise men say, near a tree by a river, there's a hole in the ground where an old man of iron goes around and around. And his mind is a beacon in the veil of the night. For a strange kind of fashion, there's a wrong and a right. You'll never, never fight away. I've got plans for us. Nights in the scullery and days instead of me, I only know what to discuss. Hope for anything but light. Wise men fighting over you. It's not me you see. This is a Valentine and just a song of mine to keep from burning. Seasons of gasoline and gold. Wise men fall near a tree by a river. There's a hole in the ground where an old man of iron goes around and around. And his mind is a beacon in the veil of the night. For a strange kind of fashion, there's a wrong and a right. He'll never, never fight away. I got time to kill. Slide ups and corridors throughout. A plan of yours of life that seems unmovable. Thanks to the calling of the wild, the wise men's child. Shut up, idiot.
Why?
Can't believe you just ruined the last buzz off that I ever get to do with my one of my favourite records. We never read out the text number. I never asked anybody to text in. I never said buzz off or buzz on. But Gobby from Wales has to get the mic, wave to the engineer to get him to switch it on. Alan Bowes!
I thought that was the feature.
We're going to play a brand new game of the new year called Alan Slap, where if you want to slap Alan, you say... No, you won't, because I'm against bullying, Dave, and I'm wearing the blue wristband.
I can see your wrist from here.
Let me just take it off.
No, don't take it off.
So as I was saying...
Rachel Buzz.
Shut up! We're not doing it! It's finished!
Dave Buzz.
No! Again! Just stop.
It's called Buzz Off, though.
Yeah, but with the feat's finished.
Nick Kershaw, The Riddle.
It's finished.
1985.
75.
It's four.
By the way.
Was it 84?
Well,
you know, it reminds me of school discos, that.
That's fine.
What? Actually, no, it doesn't, because I'm too young.
Right.
I was like an amoeba when that came out.
We are talking all over the most of his beautiful vocals. Alan, give us a kiss.
No.
I'll stuff you there, so to speak.
No, I'll just kiss him. So we're in a listener's house, Dave, and Danny, our very good friend Daniel, is in the studio in London, mm-hmm. back at Radio 1 HQ. Danny.
Hello.
I won't need the pips for exactly 7:30.
We noticed that, yeah.
Okay, all right. Friday. It's the 24th of December, 2004. It's Christmas Eve. Dave was next to the Christmas tree. Alan is sitting next to the fairy. That's no joke about somebody else. Don't worry, it's a friendly banter. It's all it was. It was replayed next. Robbie Williams, Dave?
Oh, that'd be lovely.
Right. BBC Radio 1.
Newsbeat. Hey, Robbie Williams, just 3 seconds after we head upstairs to the spare bedroom to get some news from Dominic. It's 7:32.
And the main story this morning is police questioning a 30-year-old man about a series of stabbings in North London.
Travel on Radio 1.
Almost exactly 7:36.
I love your almost exactly time checks.
It's exactly 7:36 now.
Get in.
I found a clock.
Yay. Thank you, Dominic Byrne.
You are most welcome.
And Carrie.
That's quite all right.
What was that?
Dunno.
You ruined that.
Who was that man?
It's quite all right.
Yesterday, I was driving down the motorway.
Don't give too much away.
Can't say too much about driving down the motorway. By the way, can I just say, let's give something away. I'm going to say that. We're not in Leeds, right? Because many people are saying,
I know, you just got home to your to near your house, haven't you?
Yeah, no, we haven't. Are you all right, Alan? Look at Alan's face, look.
I hate this.
What's
I hate this.
Why?
I'm so nervous.
Why?
I just am.
Do you know what I'm nervous about? I just don't read the right bloody house.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Imagine someone's gone on holiday to Tenerife for a fortnight, and where are the house? And the people come back next door and go, it's the wrong house. Anyway. What?
What's that? Is that the microwave?
The microwave's ready.
Hey? That's breakfast ready, Joss?
That's the bacon doing. So, no, we're not in Leeds, no. What was I saying?
Where are we? You went down the motorway.
Yeah, down the motorway, and yesterday I was listening, I bought a few CDs recently, and one of the CDs I bought was Queen, Live at the Milton Keynes Bowl from 1982, and I was singing like you wouldn't believe, on my own, in the car, screaming. And this morning, my voice, I've actually got a sore throat and I'm losing my voice a little bit, because I was giving it all a bit of Bohemian Rhapsody and Somebody to Love last night. This thing called love. So that's why I might be a little bit hoarse today. And Dominic and Carrie join us in the living room from upstairs in the spare room.
Hello to the living room area.
This is very surreal this morning, isn't it?
Now, at this point, I, like Alad, am slightly nervous because we must be getting close to two things, are we not?
To time, yeah, we will be, yeah. But don't worry about it.
I mean, are we all ready for what might be about to happen?
We're hoping that they'll be getting here just after, well, about 8:15.
Okay.
So we're building up to them coming in here. So 8:15, the people who live here should be getting here, something like that. So that'll be all very, very exciting. Do you know, it's Christmas Eve. I hope there's people blooming listening this morning, you know? Normally on Christmas Eve at 7:40 in the morning, I'll be honest, I'm just heading home.
It's Christmas time again, so enjoy your office party. You'll drink too much, eat too much, and the sprouts will make you farty. But here's a word of warning, if you plan to drink all day, you will end up dancing on the table with your baubles on display.
7:38 at Radio 1.
The Chris Moyle Show. National Radio 1.
Tell you what, just the funniest thing about this where we are is there's a river which runs out the back, right? It's very exciting.
You can see it from the upstairs bedroom.
Yeah, and you can see the river. It's very beautiful. And there's a little bridge, and there's a little duck pond, and there's a massive farmhouse next door to where we are. And that's the nicest thing about this place. It's a nice...
It's stunning, isn't it? I mean, yeah. It's far nicer than doing the show in London.
We might be in London.
Well, we might be.
We're not. We're actually somewhere else.
But we've got to talk quietly now because...
Why?
Well, you know, because...
Are you going to fart again?
No.
Don't fart. Who was that?
Sorry.
Shh. We're in the front room. We've got all the lights off.
Why?
Because we don't want people to see us from the outside.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Hello?
Oh, there you are, everybody. Are you ready?
They're coming in now.
Here comes the people whose house it is.
Okay.
Are you ready? Hello!
Yay! Surprise!
Oh my God.
Merry Christmas, mate.
Merry Christmas.
Nice to see you. Shake my hand.
I will do.
How you doing?
All right, not too bad.
Very good. I hope you don't mind, we're coming to do the show from your house today.
Magic. No problem.
This is a Christmas present to you from your missus.
Oh, thank you, darling. I don't know what to say.
That's all right. Do you want to come and see you something? We've got everything on the
Joss has got
morning.
The kettle on.
Yeah.
This is Comedy Dave, by the way.
Morning.
Here.
Happy Christmas.
Next
you're
to
right?
your Christmas tree.
Yeah. Hello.
And there's Alid.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hi.
Magic.
Sure. Yeah, sorry we're taking over your entire house with equipment. The look on your face is priceless.
I've got nowhere to sit.
Hey, listen, I can't sort everything out for you.
Well,
Carrie and Dominic behind you are doing our news of sport. They're here every morning on the radio.
Hi.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
Hi.
That's Rachel, our lovely producer.
Hello.
All right.
Hello.
And we're now live on the radio to 7.5 million people from your front room.
So don't swear.
Can I just say, boy, I've already lost the tenner because I thought you were going to swear when you walked in. So I'm happy to have lost the money. Right, let's play a record and then we'll explain exactly where we are, right?
You're right.
Merry Christmas.
Peace and mercy to all men.
Gwen Stefani at BBC Radio 1 live on Christmas Eve from Andy's house. Hooray!
Hey.
I'm Bernie, sorry. Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right, thank you.
You sure?
Well, I've not been very well, but I've had
What's
to keep
wrong
it
with
to
you?
Myself. I'm full of flu.
How are you?
And I wanted to stay in bed yesterday, but you kicked me out.
Well, feel free to pop back upstairs. Every room's got a microphone. It's gonna be all right. So this is all down to Bernie, who sent us a letter about you, saying that you've had a bit of a rubbish year, and just go with it.
All right.
we'll make it sound worse than it is. And she told us all about you, and she told about you going into hospital and all those things,
yeah.
And car crashes. Which I won't read out, because the listeners will, rather than feel sympathy for you, just think that you're a rubbish driver.
No, I blame the car.
Okay, all right. Well, the car's gone now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right off. And you haven't had a car since?
No.
Okay. Well, we would have got your car, but we're here instead.
That's magic.
We'll give you some change for the bus. So, and you listen to the show in the morning?
I do, every morning.
So we thought we'd come and do the show. Bernie said, come and do the show from our house, so we said yes, which is why we are in your front room. And your face hasn't changed since you walked through the door. You're smiling now more. But he walked in, but we're all facing the front door, because we're in the lounge, so we're all looking at the front door, and then Alid is stood in the kitchen at the side, and all of a sudden, Alid turned around and gone, oh, hello, we didn't know you were coming in that door. We thought you'd come in the front door like normal people.
We're not normal.
We always come in through the back.
Well, you've got a radio station in your front room. That's not normal. So, and all your family are here. Oh, the owners of the house are here, as we got told. My house, coming in. Hello, but who's introduced to who those the people here?
Well, the house belongs to Chrissy, which is my dad's fiance.
Hi, Chrissy.
Hi, everybody.
Hiya. And where's Dad? Which was Dad?
I'm Dad.
Hello, Dad. Are you all right?
Fine.
And who else is there?
My dad.
Oh, hello. Hello, how are you?
Andy's dad.
Oh, hello.
Makes sense, doesn't it?
You look alike, you two, actually, I've got to say.
No,
the dad. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, he says no.
Right, then.
Not that ugly.
Oi! So we're here until 10 o'clock live on Radio 1 to millions of people from your house. Good.
Strange.
So last night, where did he stay? Because you didn't stay here.
The
Bredsall Priory. Yeah.
Right, and why were you there?
Because it's nice.
But did you not think, why are we going to a hotel the night before Christmas Eve?
I did, but she said it was for my birthday.
Ah. When was your birthday?
Tuesday.
Happy birthday. How old?
Well,
21.
21.
See, the bit that I thought you might have twigged was, you might have sort of said to Bernie, why are we getting home for 7:30 in the morning from a hotel?
Because I thought I was dropping her off, then going to work.
I see.
So have you got to go to work today?
No, he hasn't. I've arranged it with the boss.
Oh, beautiful.
He's not off as well,
Do you know what? It's double bonus. Double bubble. Because we're all discussing it last night, and I'm going, if he's fallen for the fact he's gone to a hotel, he's going to go, oh, this is nice, nice little treat and everything. He's going to get a nudge from his missus, 6:30, going, right, we better get up.
What, early checkout?
Get up on Christmas Eve, 6:30, on my day off. Why? So you, well, God, you're like a spy.
I know. It just proves that I can't be trusted, really.
Well, do you know what? This is it now. From now on, every time he asks you a question, how do I look, love? We're going out tonight, how do I look? You look all right. Yeah, but really? How do I look? Where were you last night, love? Just went around to, the girls and then a night in. Really? Where were you? All right, I was in another house with another radio station in it. So, thanks for letting us come into your house.
You're welcome.
Thank you for letting us come into your house.
You're very welcome.
The nice thing is, when they all turned up, they all took the shoes off.
I know. And then you just notice that everyone here, bar us, has got their shoes off.
Yeah. My dad, Andy and Bernie have got the shoes on, so if they're all right, I'm all right.
How can you see my feet from there?
I can sense.
No, he can't see his own feet from there.
Hey, do you mind? Thanks very much. So anyway, Merry Christmas to you two and congratulations.
Merry Christmas to you too, Chris.
So would you like some breakfast?
No, I'm all right.
We've had some.
Oh, have you? Oh, that's all right then. If I hope you don't mind, we've used the kitchen. You would, Rachel. Well, there's a surprise, you're awake. So, breakfast all around for everybody. Hurrah! Christmas song?
Yeah, please.
I know that this is one of Andy's personal favourites. This is Wham and Last Christmas. Let me just stop a second. We looked at your CD collection. We really need to talk, you two.
They're in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Now, I've noticed a couple of Jam CDs, right? Fine. We also noticed a Shania Twain CD.
That's not mine.
And what's a double album, Pop Princesses? That's an interesting choice.
Who's that?
That was a birthday present.
Of course it was, my love. Seriously terrible. Right, what time is it? It's 7:53. It's Christmas Eve morning. And we are live today with Bernie and Andy in Ilkeston in Derbyshire.
And it's beautiful.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, it is.
Last Christmas from Radio 1, it's 7:57. We're on again tomorrow, Christmas Day.
Yeah, we are.
On tape from 2 o'clock. Before us, 1 till 2, a Robbie Williams special. Robbie Williams on the radio is what they're calling it.
And then after us, it's a Goldie Looking Chain special.
That's right.
That should be interesting.
Colin Ed is on in the morning, and then Scott Mills is on at 10 o'clock. And that's Christmas Day on Radio 1. So we brought our CDs to Andy and Bernie's house, which is just as well, otherwise it'd be non-stop Shania Twain mixed in with a jam. Well, the jam's all right, but Shania Twain's a bit ropey. What can you do? By the way, when we said earlier about a river and a farmhouse and a conservatory and all that...
We were just trying to put them off the scent, you see, because they were driving down the road.
Yeah.
And we didn't want them to know that we were in their house in Ilkeston.
They never sussed anyway. Andy had Wogan on as he was listening to Radio 2. Only joking, obviously. Right, news and sport with Dominic and Carrie from upstairs next. Erin Prince at Radio 1 and Call On Me. We are live on Christmas Eve morning from Andy and Bernie's house. It's very exciting, isn't it, everybody?
Will's in the kitchen cooking bacon butties.
Yeah, so I decided I'm not going to have breakfast today.
Mm-hmm. Vegetarian option for me.
I fancy a nice plate of fresh air. Mm. That would be nice, especially if Will's cooking. Right, do news and sport next. Hang on. Travis recorded a very special Christmas song for us. They wrote it and recorded it. It features myself and Dave.
Hello.
In one of the most embarrassing roles he's ever had in a parody. And we'll play that in a few seconds after news and sport with Dom and Kerry. It's exactly 8 o'clock.
Detectives question a man about a series of knife attacks in North London.
And Harry's ditched the Christmas do.
BBC Radio 1.
Newsbeat. It's now 3 minutes past eight.
Sorry about that. There you go, you got a round of applause from Dave.
Nicely read, Dominic, I thought.
Thanks,
Harry.
Dave.
It's nice.
Thanks very much, Dave.
Pleasure.
That sounds lovely.
Have you not got one?
No, not yet.
Oh, sorry about that.
I'm vegetarian.
Yeah, but you eat chicken and duck.
And fish. I just don't eat the, no, we were trying to work
we were discussing this last night, actually, trying to classify your vegetarianism. We worked out that, actually, you don't eat land-based animals with four legs.
Yes, primarily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, kind of, yeah.
And I just picked you up a dog sandwich.
Thanks very much.
Dominic eats all flightless birds,
yeah.
Except penguins.
I don't eat all flightless birds.
You nearly had ostrich last night.
I did, yeah, I was tempted.
What did you have last night?
I had chicken hot. Can't remember what it was called.
There you go, chicken hot for Dominic D. Vegetarian.
I had botty padina.
Yeah,
and that was last night, not this morning.
I think you've got a bit this morning.
Well, possibly later.
It was very nice. We got in there last night. We went for a it's posh in where we were last night.
It's really posh.
That's not really. But we went for a nice Indian for a nice curry and looked at the poppadoms. 90p each for a poppadom. 90p. They weren't that good either.
No.
Do you know they gave me a Christmas card? Do you remember that last night?
That's two Christmas cards you've now got from curry places, because you got one from your local takeaway as well.
Yeah, I did, yeah. But do you remember, Dominic, last night they came out and gave me a Christmas card in the Indian restaurant?
Oh, yes,
night.
Yeah.
And they said, we'd just like to give you a Christmas card and thanks for coming to our restaurant and hope you enjoyed everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's great. So, I opened the Christmas card up when I got to my room last night. It's not even signed or anything. Just a box standard printed message. Warmest season's greetings from all of us at whatever it's called. However, I do have a gift voucher for a £5 meal voucher. Look at that.
There you
fantastic.
Go.
Fantastic. Five poppadoms.
So there you go. That'll be... you can have that, Andy, as an extra present for you.
That's made my week.
Hey, you wanted a car, you've got a £5 curry voucher.
There you go.
That'll get you an onion bargee.
I'll get you a botty padina, actually. £4.95, I think it was.
I've got a quick message for Andy from the spare room.
Yeah?
We're very much enjoying the calendar on the back of the door.
Not mine.
Whose is it?
It's Chris's son's, actually, James's.
Really?
What's the calendar?
Two words, breasts.
That's one word.
Oh, God, and you're a vegetarian as well.
I know, exactly.
We also noticed that somebody is an avid reader of Max Power magazine.
Mm.
Can I just say the calendar is breasts and bikes.
Oh!
Is that what it's called, Carrie? Breasts and bikes?
Breasts and bikes, yeah.
Is it the new one or is it 2004?
Well, this is the thing. January's up there. Now, that's either because she's quite fit or you're just planning ahead.
Like I said, it's not mine.
I bet you'd be lying, though, Andy.
Hey? Are you just trying to keep that from me?
No.
Not doing a very good job. It's on the back of the door.
Thank you, Dominic. Thank you, Kerry.
Thank you.
Dominic and Kerry.
Hello.
Have you noticed anything yet?
No.
What haven't we done? Afternoons at 8 o'clock every day.
I don't know.
It's the advent calendar.
Oh, yeah.
Advent calendar.
Chris. Andy's nodding going, yeah, advent calendar.
Can you open the door on the advent calendar, please?
Would you like me to?
Yes, please.
It's the last one.
Oh.
Better be a special one.
Of course it's a special one.
Now let's open up another door on our advent calendar.
Hi, Chris. It's day 24 of Christmas Advent, and I'm Roy Walker. I'm not in Panto this year, but I'd like to wish all your team and all your listeners, and especially you, Chris, a very, very Merry Christmas.
Oh, Roy Walker, everybody. God love him. He's actually going to have a very nice Christmas. He's on a cruise around the Caribbean and the warmest islands in the world,
mm-hmm.
All paid for by his appearance every morning on our show.
It's not a joke either.
No. So when, we're all in the freezing cold in the UK and he's sweating, I hope he'll be thinking of us. Okay, Matt, wrong, didn't it?
Enjoy Antigua, Roy.
Right, 7 minutes past eight.
routine.
Morning if you're up working on Christmas Eve. Rubbish, isn't it? Some people, Bernie and Andy, have got a day off.
Mm.
And they just lounge around in their house, listening to the radio. They're watching it, though, at the same time.
Well, they won't really be able to lounge around because they'll be helping the engineers de-rig all afternoon, won't they?
Yeah, Merry Christmas,
yeah.
By the way. Sorry about the carpet.
Do you know, we thought we'd just set fire to the kitchen as well. or rather, Will did.
No, that's nothing. He's also burnt one of the utensils.
Has he?
He's melted it. Sorry about that, Bernie. We'll buy you a new one. Well, I won't. Will.
We saw some smoke, which we thought was coming from your hi-fi in the kitchen, but fortunately it's not. It's off the kettle flex, so it's all right.
Oh, God. You want to damage that CD player, so you can't play Shania Twain.
Or pop princesses.
By the way, is there any more sandwiches for the big fella outside?
No.
What do you mean, no?
Okay, so the one person we haven't made a sandwich for is a huge security guard that we've got with us.
Show team only, sorry.
Okay.
I'd make him on anyway, yeah, Will, you know? Yeah, I mean, I'd throw caution to the wind.
He's very big.
He's veggie, we haven't got any veggie stuff.
Do you know whose brother he is? Big Brian's.
Is he?
Yeah, he's Brian's older brother. I'd make him a sandwich.
Mm.
Okay. I noticed earlier, by the way, in the sport, the story about Ruud van Nistelrooy.
Yeah, it's crocked.
I mean, I might be out for 2 months, and I may have gone, yay, like that. Andy gave me a look.
Well?
Are you a Red? Are you a Man U fan?
I am.
You see, the giveaway
right,
was...
Come on, pack it up, everybody. We're going next door.
The giveaway is a birthday card above the fire which says, happy birthday wishes to a Manchester United fan.
Who gave you that card?
My brother. He's an Arsenal fan.
Is he?
Yes. So we have a bit of a... When they play together, we have a bit of a argument.
I bet you do.
Yeah.
It's a classic card, that. Looks like one of those official cards from the club. it's got a cartoon, well, a drawing of a player on, and to make it look like he's a Man U player, he's in a red shirt.
But also, you notice they haven't been too specific on the red shirt, thus. So, the card manufacturers can then use that for Arsenal shirts and Nottingham Forest shirts and Charlton, maybe.
I believe come to a blooming Man United fan's house on Christmas Eve. How's Alan Smith doing for you?
Oh, he's lovely.
Yeah, stuff it, lovely. Yeah, brilliant. You don't fancy swapping him for Michael Ricketts or Brian Dean, do you?
No.
No, okay, fair enough. Got a trouble.
It's worth an ask, though, eh?
We got you an extra special present, by the way.
Right.
Okay. We've got you something, Bernie's told us things about you, so we've got something for you which we think you're going to really like. Okay?
Right.
And... It's the lover goat.
Yay!
Features on the show. I think now this is pretty much the last one. Everyone else has had one. These have gone to the homes of such people as Davina McCall.
Mm-hmm.
Did Simon Cowell get a lover goat?
Yes, I think so.
Many, many stars.
£12 from Matalan, they are.
Oh, yes. No. Have you heard lover goat before?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Will this one play?
Well, this... Now, it's funny you say that, because Rachel went, I don't think there's any batteries in it. So, if I press his hoof, it should play. There he is.
Oh.
Hang on.
And again.
Who said oi? Who's that? What?
It's not real, it's a toy!
It's a toy, you daft cow!
You'll break him.
Break you.
Hang on.
Be nice to me, it's Christmas Day.
Right, he's dead.
We've got some spare batteries.
That's Knacker's Yard Goat, a brand new goat. Lover Goat's kind of
Silent
old,
Goat, he's called. It's a Christmas version.
All right, so that's a rubbish present. We'll have to give you something else instead. So we'll give you that, Andy. There you go. Oh,
open that up.
Landed in the bin.
Did it? Well, maybe.
Read me.
So you have to read it out loud. No pressure. 7.5 million people listening.
Can't read. At all.
Really?
No.
All right. Well, we'll help you.
Go on.
You read it out.
Okay.
Right. It says, Dear Andy, the Barclays Premiership would like to invite yourself and a guest to Manchester United v Chelsea at Old Trafford on Saturday the 16th of April 2005. We'd also like to provide overnight accommodation in Manchester on the Friday night. So please drop me a line in January to confirm all the arrangements. In the meantime, have a great Christmas and a new year. Kind regards, Gareth Griffiths.
Hooray!
Thanks, Gareth.
Thank you very much.
sorry we couldn't get a big game for you. So we just got that. Who is it again?
It's Man United Chelsea, isn't
Chelsea?
It?
Chelsea?
I think there were spare seats for that one.
Yeah. So is that right for
you? Trouble selling it out.
Yep.
Now, I know you're going to be very tempted to invite myself to go. I'm sadly busy that day. I think Leeds United have got a massive game against... Is it Crewe? It's the Crewe Ladies 11. I think there's only 9 of them this season, so we'll lose that. So, well done. You get to go to Old Trafford. Have you been before?
I haven't. I've been wanting to go.
And you've never been?
No.
Okay.
I've never been.
It's apparently quite big.
It is big. I've been.
Yeah.
You like it.
All right. So that should be a good game.
I hope it will.
And apparently, I think Ruud van Nistelrooy might be back in action just by then.
Well, hope so.
Yeah, okay.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, well, whatever.
I hope he's not back.
You're all right, Chelsea fan. So there you go. That's another present for you. By the way, that's it now. There are no more presents, so you can relax. There's no more surprises. Apart from, here's your boss! All the way... No, I'm joking.
Don't say that.
I don't want to ruin it for you, having such a nice morning so far. Right, anyway, so congratulations. Enjoy your United present. It's 8:20. It's Christmas Eve morning. We're live from Bernie and Andy's house. And this is Band-Aid 20.
It's Christmas time.
Which Bernie hasn't bought yet, but she owns a Shania Twain CD.
There's no need to be afraid. Christmas time.
I don't want to worry anyone, but I can smell burning.
I can smell burning as well.
Will? Alan, what's the story?
They're trying to pack up a little bit. They've been a bit of a mess.
Right.
Yeah, but that doesn't explain the burning smell.
Look at his face. He comes out of this. What?
Hey?
Why is it a smell of burning, Will?
It's not burning, it's just slightly overdone.
Cremated.
How can you burn cornflakes? Look at his face, he's not...
Fine. Look, I've got sausage, I've got bacon going on, I've got eggs, I've got beans, I've got sandwiches.
Do me a favour. Turn around and look Bernie in the eye, right?
Yeah.
All right, keep looking her in the eye.
Okay.
Right, just look her in the eye.
Yeah.
Stop moving around to the microphone, look her right in the eye. Doesn't matter if you're off mic or anything, just look right in the eye, right? Did you melt one of her kitchen utensils this morning?
I didn't know.
Oh. Keep looking, don't look at me, look at her.
I didn't melt one.
That's right, I've read
you
one.
Did.
There is a melted kitchen utensil, but it's not my
Which one is it? Don't look at me, don't look at me.
It's the fish lice thing. But they look cheap, so I'll be fine. I'll replace it.
They're a house-moving gift.
And by the way, Bernie, also earlier, right, Will said your tree looked cheap. So, anyway.
That was off you said the sofa looked cheap.
Do you know where that tree's from? That's Homebase's finest.
It is.
I know, I see the box upstairs.
It's a lovely tree.
Together with, they've got a big fan as well. Well, a big box, that's there as well.
Yeah.
That's for someone.
And a clock radio. By the way, can I just say, we kind of didn't, I didn't know what to expect when we came here. And we saw a couple of photos, because we sneaked in the other day. All lovely, all good. And, you know, I'm pleased we gave you the Man U tickets, because I know that's, you really enjoy that. The only thing I kind of feel as though we should have maybe done was, because Bernie doesn't really, are you a football fan or not?
Since I've been with Andy, I've been into Man U, yeah.
Right, so you're not really a football fan.
No.
But looking back now, I think a new telly wouldn't have gone amiss, because the size of this remote control is unbelievable.
That telly is as old as my mum.
It's the oldest telly remote I have ever seen. It's the size of a couch.
I got it from my grandma. You should have seen the one we had there before. It was about 14 inch. You can't see it.
Gotta say, though, not a bad picture. Doesn't even move, look. Anyway. Oh, and he's got a PlayStation PS2 down there as well.
Yeah.
What, have you got a football game for
it? Oh, yeah. What 2005
have
FIFA.
Have you?
Yeah, you
I will
to have
kick
that.
Your ass on that.
No.
You are going down.
I want to take you on that.
You, I can't wait to see the look in your face. Is it FIFA 2005?
Yes.
After Brian Deane scores against Manuel Trafford, only in a computer game. Obviously. Right, what are we doing now? Oh, yeah, we're going to play more great music. It's Shania Twain. Live from Bernie's CD collection on Bernie FM.
Let's go, Andy.
Yeah, let's leave. Oh, that'll do. Do you like Shania Twain, really?
fruit. Yeah, I've had that one a while.
Really?
But I do.
Really? Can I break it?
You shouldn't admit to that.
What CDs have I got with me in the car? Goldie Looking Chain.
Yep.
That's better. Queen, 1982, live at Milton Keynes Bowl. I'm telling you, it's a clap. Don't, oh, me. It's a classic. It's just been reissued and remixed and all that. Don't worry about it. You're not impressed, I can tell. That's fine. Don't worry about that.
Christmas Day with Radio 1. Colin and Edith bring you 5 decades.
I've already talked about that, haven't I? We've already talked about Christmas Day on Radio 1.
Can we drop that, then?
Yeah. It's Colin Edith, Scott Mills, Robbie Williams, always Goldie Looking Chain.
There you go.
There you go. There you go. That's all you need.
It's good afternoon. And a morning, obviously.
28 minutes past 8, live on Radio 1 on Christmas Eve, from Andy and Bernie's house in Ilkeston in Derbyshire. And this is Chris Martin.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Beautiful, beautiful moment, Dave.
Mm. Touching, isn't it?
Hey, what is...
Hey, that song.
There's a toilet, so you better go upstairs.
I'm not touching in that way.
Hey, by the way, they've got an ensuite as well.
I know, I saw that.
It's
posh.
Very posh here.
We are posh here.
Hey, they've got a downstairs toilet.
I know.
I don't have one of them. It's very posh.
You haven't got a downstairs, that's why. Oh, you live in a flat.
7-bedroom maisonette above a kebab shop, I'll have you know. Oh, that's nice, isn't it? Christmas Eve, in a stranger's house, just like it is every year.
BBC Radio 1.
Newsbeat. Coming up then, everybody will be pleased to know we have the final part of our Christmas panto to play.
But don't let that put you off.
Yeah. There will be some other good stuff as well. And I think we're going to send Alad out with the radio mic to just, I don't know, roam around, meet the neighbours. And I'll be going through all their personal private drawers upstairs. Look at Bernie's face. Don't worry, we already know.
You thought Shania Twain was embarrassing.
And we'll also play the ultimate Christmas record in a second, and a bit of Khalees as well, after we get some news from Dominic. It's 8:31.
And the main news this morning is detectives questioning a Turkish-born man with a history of mental illness. It's gone 8:35.
Don't know if I will, it's illegal in some countries. Mm. I've got to say, though, it was a lovely little derby game for 9 in a row in Durban. Whose mistake was that, Dominic?
I think there may be 2 copies of the sports script.
Yeah, I think
around.
So.
Oh, stop making excuses. Name and shame.
Morning, Mickey.
Mickey! Fingers Mickey. He's normally bang on.
He is bang on.
Notice, by the way, we are, everything is seamless our end with the lovely Daniel.
Hello.
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 Back
hello.
Ready expecting for Christmas this year, Daniel?
Something big.
Hey. It's like last year again.
give you Leeds United's debt. Don't know why I said that to Daniel, who doesn't even know Leeds United are.
Who?
Yeah, all right. Thanks very much, Smarty Pants. You enjoying the show, Daniel?
Of course, as always.
Hey, sorry, are you eating a sandwich? You're tugging into a cup of tea?
No.
Oh, okay, well, sitting there.
Mickey's going out for it shortly, though.
He sits up, but Danny sits in the studio in London where I normally sit, pressing the buttons, making sure that everything's fine. He even has the emergency link standing by.
Oh, we did that, didn't we?
Yeah.
Because we weren't sure whether we were going to be on the air today. We actually did an emergency show.
Is the emergency link standing by, Danny?
Of course not.
It's not, is it? We spent 5 minutes doing that, Danny.
I can do it if you want. I've got it here.
It was quite good,
though. Let's just say the beginning of it.
Okay.
This is BBC Radio 1. I'm Chris Moyles. We have technical difficulties. That'll do. Just in case the line goes down, the wiring. Do you notice we've had to dig up a bit of your street outside, by the way? It's terrible. We are in Ilkeston and Derbyshire this morning. We're in Bernie and Andy's house. Bernie wrote to us for the 12 days of Christmas saying, Andy, he's had a terrible year. He's a Man United fan. So would you fancy coming and doing the show live from our front room on Christmas Eve? And we're here. Hey!
Yay!
And half the street have turned up. Who's the big fella, the Sunderland fan?
Next door.
Yeah. You live next door?
I've just moved in.
Have you? It's a nice, quiet area.
Yeah,
so good. Yeah. have you got one of them crook locks for the car?
Not yet.
Get one. That's all I'm saying. And you're a Sunderland fan, are you?
I am.
Yeah, nice meeting you. Merry Christmas.
And you. Good luck on Sunday.
Yeah, thanks very much. Yeah. Thanks very much, yeah. Oh, this is... You know, it's going to be
everywhere you go, they take the mickey out of you, don't they?
I know.
Hey?
Don't worry, a little change.
It's got the face, Andy.
You're, all right. You still here?
Sorry.
He's big. He's enormous.
He is big. I tell you what, no, seriously, he's stood in the doorway there at the front room, and his head's touching the top of the door frame.
Yeah, I've got to bend down.
How tall are you, seriously?
6 foot seven.
That's big, isn't it?
So you're only a little bit, a couple of inches taller than me.
Yeah. About 3 inches taller than you and I.
Yeah. What, you and I, about
six four,
yeah,
something like that.
Anyway, right, gotta stop all this rubbish talk, because it's the last bit of the panto coming up next!
It's panto time at Radio 1, get ready to boo and hiss. We hope you find it funny, and you don't think that it's rubbish. Elton John is in it, it really is your biz. He's not really stood behind me, is he?
Oh, yes, he is. The Chris Moyle Show. National Radio 1.
It was Christmas Eve.
.45 in the morning, Christmas Eve, Radio 1. Joe White is on at 10 o'clock this morning. I'm going to see you now. Till next year.
I said goodbye yesterday.
I did. She gave me a special hug.
What was special about it?
Squeezed my ass. She always touched me up, Joe Wiley.
She can't help herself.
Told you, January the 5th this year, she was repulsed by me. Now,
it's all over you.
That close.
Yeah.
I'm that close, I'm telling you. If that bar at the Christmas party had been cheaper, we'd have had a night. Hey, what can you do? We're in Derbyshire this morning, in Ilkeston, in Andy and Bernie's house. Because Bernie went to us for the 12 days of Christmas, all about Andy. He's had a terrible year. He's had to listen to Shania Twain CDs all year. Blah, blah, blah. So, and he thought he was going to go to work today, so he's sitting there in his JCB sweater with his name on. I take it you work at the same place then, you two?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, unless you've got like a his and hers outfit when you join. Will, our producer, our day producer, is going, look, microphone, give him a microphone. Bernie's got it in her hand.
What about Andy?
He's sitting next to her.
I'm standing there.
Will, don't worry, it's all sorted.
But they can snuggle up together, they're a couple.
Make the breakfast in, shall I, Rach?
Yeah.
Yeah, you get back in the kitchen.
And put the kettle on.
Yeah. shut up, woman, and get back in the kitchen.
Make tea, not war.
I've got utensils to burn.
There's nothing left to burn, judging by the smell in here. So we're a little bit later, we might go out and meet some of the neighbours. I've met more neighbours than Andy has.
We know more people in your street than we do in our own street.
Hi, Chris, can I have an autograph? Yeah, sure. Have you met Andy? No. So can you just put it to Lee? Thanks very much. Since Andy's out. Hiya, bye. I think she lives a couple of doors down.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's all right. So it's like a lovely lady. And she'll be listening. Hello, love.
Hello.
Right. So it's the last bit of the panto, everybody. I know you're very excited.
Great.
Jesus. Hear it in full tomorrow afternoon on Christmas Day if you're really bored and having a bad day, between 4:30 and 5. But if you've been listening all week, here's the last bit.
Previously on the Christmas panto.
I'm Dick, a cat from Cathampton, and I'm on my way to London to find fame and fortune on the streets that are paved with gold. Yesterday, I met a very lovely young man by the name of Will Young.
Can I interest you in a spot of luck in the form of a special wish from my magic lamp?
And I danced the night away with Destiny's Child.
I'm sorry, sir, but you'll have to excuse me. I've got to run.
Wow, I wonder who I'll meet today. Dick was devastated. He'd met not one, but three gorgeous women, Destiny's Child, and he's danced the night away with them, but hadn't even got their phone number or anything. Rubbish. Although, he did have a shoe. It was a nice one as well, with a little strap and a heel. I think it was a Jimmy Choo or something, but I don't really know that much about women's shoes. How could Dick use the shoe to find out who it belonged to? How can I use this shoe to find out who it belongs to? Right, seriously now, pack that in now. You're just copying what I'm saying.
All right. Sorry.
Please continue.
Thank you. Dick decided that he would find his dream bride no matter what it took. He would walk the length and breadth of the whole village, knocking on doors and asking the fit ones to try this nice shoe on. After a few hours, Dick was beginning to think that his search was in vain. Until he knocked on one more door.
Hello there, can I help you?
Oh, blimey. You're the legendary Cilla Black, aren't you? The lady off of Blind Date.
You short-sighted something, yes I am. But who are you?
Well, I'm Dick from Cathampton, and I'm searching high and low for the love of my life.
But I don't understand, Chuck.
Well, the other night, I was at this fancy dress party, and I was dancing with this lovely, lovely lady and two of her friends. Everything was going great until suddenly she had to dash off. And in her haste to leave, she left behind one of her shoes. It's the only thing I have of hers. And I know that if I can just track down the woman whose foot fits this beautiful shoe, I will have found the love of my life.
So what do you want me to do, then?
Well, try it on, silly.
No, Cilla, not silly.
If it doesn't fit, then I must continue my quest for my mystery woman. But if your foot fits the shoe, then you can be my wife.
Well, give it here, then. Let me try it on. Oh. Oh. Yes! Yes! Oh. No. 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 It doesn't fit, Chuck.
Oh, well, never mind. Thanks for trying, Cilla.
That's okay, Dick. I hope you find your special somebody.
Thanks, Cilla. So do I. Nice to meet you. Oh, and best of luck with your special on Living TV.
Cheers, Dick. Ta-ra, then. Ta-ra.
It's just not fair. I finally met the fit one from Destiny's Child and the other two, but now they're gone. All I've got is this shoe, but I'll never find the right foot. And how do I get to London? That's if I'm ever going to get there at all. It's just not fair.
Dick was devastated. He had finally met the fit one from Destiny's Child and the other two, but now they'd gone. All he had was a shoe. But he'd never find the right foot. He worried how he'd get to London. That's if he ever got there at all. It all got too much for him. And Dick couldn't take it anymore.
Whose is this shoe? I want to know. Whose is this shoe? Awaits me if I find out whose is the shoe in my hand.
Suddenly, Dick heard somebody clapping. He hadn't realized that a smart-dressed man wearing a tight black turtleneck jumper had been listening to him sing.
Wow. Now that was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. I'm telling you now, if you walked into my office tomorrow, I'd sign you right there on the spot.
I'm sorry. Who are you?
I'm Simon. Simon Cowell.
Oh, the fella from X Factor.
That's the one.
Ah, I thought you looked familiar.
Thank you.
So, did you really, really like my voice?
Absolutely. I thought your performance was sensational, and I want to put you through to the next round of Cat Factor.
Wow! Cat Factor? That's amazing! Oh, I can't believe it! I won't let you down, Simon. I promise. I know I can do this. I know I can. Where's the final, by the way?
London.
Wow! I've been trying to get to London for weeks, you know, to find my fame and fortune on the streets of the painful gold. Oh, I don't suppose there'd be any chance of giving me a lift, would there?
Yeah. I've just taken delivery of my brand new Ferrari. So you can be my first passenger.
Great! Let's go to London!
So as the cowl and the pussycat sped off into the distance in a shiny red Ferrari, Dick knew that he would at last make it to London, where the streets were indeed paved with gold. Simon did make Dick into a pop star. He even had his own a cappella-based backing band called Cat Four, with which he toured the world playing to millions of people, before returning to England and inventing his own cat-based talent show called Cat Idol. And after being sued by pop mogul Simon Cowell, they all lived happily ever after. The end.
Now,
listen to the applause.
The whole panto on our Christmas Day show on Radio 1.
Well, thank you.
It's tomorrow, isn't it?
Tomorrow, 4.30 till 5. The whole thing, including Scylla and Simon Cowell and Will Young and Destiny's Child and Callie Minogue and Richard and Judy and Carol Vorderman and Natasha Bedingfield and...
Scylla Black.
Yeah, and Elton John and Gwen Stefani, voiced by Derek Griffiths, mixed by Ant, and written by myself and you, with additional production by Will and...
And one random scene from Alad.
Yeah, and Toots and Moans from 7.5 million listeners texting and going, what a load of rubbish. 8.54. 81199 on the text if you enjoyed our panto, please. Make me feel happy for Christmas.
Both of you.
81199. Shut up. Bet there's three. Don't want to be an American idiot. Bye, Davina.
Bye-bye.
See ya. Right, there you go. Lovely.
Davina?
Have you not
no, we haven't
everyone?
Met, no.
Davina,
hello there.
Comedy Dave Davina.
Hiya.
Hiya.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a veterinarian.
Oh, right, I just thought you wore the outfit for a laugh.
Fashion,
isn't it? It's very fashionable, it's lovely.
I'll go around the corner now and go to work.
Yeah. Where do you work?
Jameson Vet Group
in Ilkeston. Jameson Vet Group in Ilkeston, lovely.
If you've got a sick pet, go to the vet.
Have you ever met Rolf Harris?
Can't say I
have. No. Tell you what, she's got a microphone right in front of her, and they can't find it for loving the money back there, Rich. Are you all right?
Yeah.
Can't hear her. Andy checks to see if it's switched on. No. Oh, wait, what time do you start work?
Well, technically, 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Right, you're late, love. Good luck, have a nice day.
Thanks very much.
Bye, Davina, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Bye.
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 Bernie was saying she can't stand him.
Really?
She's always hanging around the house on Christmas Eve. Can't get rid of her. She gone?
No.
Oh, sorry.
No.
Nice outfit, though, isn't she?
What, the green?
And he was saying she's not a vet. She's been unemployed for 2 years. She puts the outfit on every day, just walks down the end of the street and hangs around. I should really show up now, shouldn't I? I'm only joking, of course, obviously. It's only been about eight months. Anyway, hey, Dave.
What?
TD Slink.
Yes.
Ready?
Yes.
Last one of the year.
Last one of the year.
No more after this.
Last one of the year.
Until 2005.
Let's go.
How do you get through today's TD Slink from yesterday's TD Slink transmission of Baby I Don't Care?
Baby I Don't Care was released in 1989, the same year that Lil Louie had a hit with French Kiss. A French kiss is a type that involves the use of tongues. The tongue is the part of the body that detects taste. Taste rhymes with pasters and toothpaste, which is what you use to clean your teeth. Teeth are what your body uses to chew. Chew, first name Jimmy, is a famous maker of shoes. Shoes prevent your feet from getting injured, wet and cold. Cold Player, fronted by Chris Martin. Martin Clunes starred in Men Behaving Badly along with Neil Morrissey. Morrissey was in The Smiths along with Johnny Marr. Johnny Marr shares the same surname as Andrew Marr, the BBC's chief political editor, who I once met bizarrely at a Foo Fighters gig after I'd just unintentionally taken part in a spot of accidental crowd surfing. Surfing USA was a big hit for the Beach Boys. The Beach Boys are from America. America's a setting for the TV series Friends. Friends features lots of well-known characters such as Monica Geller and Chandler Bing. And Chandler Bing shares one name in common with Bing Crosby, which links us to this morning's last one of the year special Christmas TD Slink. It is Bing Crosby and White Christmas.
Ah, beautiful. Which is so old, it's probably in Bernie's CD collection.
It's there, next to Shania Twain.
Right, let's get it on. Merry Christmas, everybody. Beautiful, Dave.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you too as well. I'm just currently enjoying,
Is that a Yuletide log?
Yeah. Very nice.
You could have finished the log before you started the link.
It's a big old log, son.
Mm. I can tell.
Seamless?
Yeah.
Oh, lovely. No mistakes at all?
Not that I can see.
Good.
Anything on the text, Rachel?
Oh. That's me. Go on.
No, it's not working. Oh. We seem to have had a big influx, but no, they seem to like the record.
The thing is, I think the text machine is broken with people texting and saying how hilarious they thought the panto was.
Oh, people are saying Monica Bing, not Geller, but that's trivial.
Yeah, but her maiden name is Monica Geller.
Mm, exactly.
Now, again, back to the panto being funny. Many text messages coming in for that?
Yeah, I enjoyed the panto, Chris.
That's great. But what about the text messages? Oh, you see what we did there? Lovely.
Ho, ho, ho!
Ho, ho, ho.
Right, so 12 days to Christmas.
Yep.
Bernie wrote in about a fella, Andy. She said, please, can you come to our house and do the show on Christmas Eve and surprise him?
Can so we have done.
Hooray!
And we're here in Ilkeston in Derbyshire.
Still enjoying it, you two, by the way?
Yeah, yep. It's great.
Yeah, good. Andy thought he was going to go to work this morning, but he's not. He's got the day off.
Hmm.
But no doubt Bernie will take him shopping or something and ruin it like women always do.
No, he still says he's got to buy me another present, so he'd better be going out later.
Mm.
Why don't you give her this lovely bacon sandwich? You can wrap it up.
Vegetarian.
Are you?
I am.
You are?
Yeah.
So a house full of people eating bacon and sausage sandwiches.
It's lovely.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Whoops.
We have had veggie sausages as well, though.
Yeah, so, well, yeah, because I'm vegetarian.
Are you?
Yeah, which is why I'm not eating the bacon sandwich. It's nothing to do with Will's dreadful cooking.
Oh, right.
Dominic's vegetarian on Newsreel. Are you Dominic?
Hello, I am.
But he eats chicken.
And duck.
And fish.
Oh.
And chicken.
Do you not eat any animals?
No, no.
Really? Okay, all right then. You've never eaten animals?
Not since I was 11.
Oh, but they taste really nice these days.
Oh.
No?
No.
What about turkey for Christmas?
Oh, no.
Oh, what do you have? Chips?
Nut roast.
Do you have
a nut roast?
Yeah.
As a vegetarian, have turkey, it's lovely.
But hang on, but what, Andy, what do you have for Christmas Day dinner then?
Whatever's on the plate.
Really?
Yep. I'll eat anything.
Right. What, even Will's cooking?
That's no. Pushing it, really.
Yeah, that's pushing it.
Right, it's 9:05 then. We're here until 10 o'clock in Ilkeston in Derbyshire. And it's the bit on the show where Dave likes to say... Let's get ready to rumble!
The echo machine works, don't I?
Perfectly.
And whenever we're over in the UK, we're listening to the Chris Moyle Show on Radio 1.
Frosty Snowman knew the sun was hot that day, but he said, let's run and we'll have some fun all before I melt away. Down to the village with a broomstick in his hand, running here and there all around the square, saying, catch me if you can. He led him down the streets of town right to the traffic cop. Whoa, Frosty, the snowman had to hurry on his way. But he waved goodbye saying, don't you cry, I'll be back again someday.
Ah, that was a bit of a monster growl. 9:07. Joe Wiley's here at 10 o'clock today. God love him. Imagine that in your stocking on Christmas Day morning, hey?
Do you think she'll be looking Christmassy?
Today?
Yeah.
Nah, she's probably looking rough. Every night last night. No, I'm joking, obviously. She'll look... Do you know what she'll look?
She looked very nice yesterday, I thought.
She'll look radiant and effervescent.
Effervescent. Yeah.
Excuse me. Colin and Edith are on at 1 o'clock. They'll be solving your Christmas dilemmas and reveal their special Christmas-themed Friday guest. And then it says, will it be, and it's named it. So is that meant to be a surprise or not? Anyway, it says, will it be Noel Gallagher? He better not be on their show. He hates Christmas, Noel Gallagher. Mm. He's a right bar humbug.
He's the most un-Christmassy man we've ever had on the show.
Yeah. So if I hope it is Noel Gallagher.
Yeah, good luck.
And Scott Mills is on at 4 o'clock. And then Tony's on. It's the Essential Selection. Christmas Eve, Friday night, Radio 1.
Does Christmas officially start when Tongi says so?
Yeah. I don't know. Right, so we're in this lovely street in Ilkeston. in Derbyshire. I've never been here before.
I've never been to Orkestone before.
But boy, I tell you, I'll be coming back. Who left?
It's lovely.
I like it.
Sun's out.
They've got something in the street here which I'm not used to coming from Leeds.
Tarmac?
No, cars with tyres and road tax. Unbelievable. And they've all got these special, what are they called, keys to get in the car. Right? They don't just smash a window and put your arm inside and unlock it. That's what I'm used to. Brilliant. Electricity. But, like, proper.
Running water.
Hot and cold.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
They've got an ensuite in this house.
They've got...
And a downstairs loo.
We've got two toilets.
We've got three
toilets.
Yeah, it's hard to clean them all.
How much... I can't ask that question.
But go on.
Three toilets.
Three toilets.
What, you must be pooing all day to fill them.
Happy Christmas.
Mind you, being a vegetarian, I imagine,
oh,
God.
Awful.
Do you know what I mean? Your bowels must be moving quicker than Paula Radcliffe. I'm sorry.
As in, she's a fast runner, not that she has a bowel complaint.
Obviously.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, you know. Where's Alad?
Hello.
Hello. Ah,
I'm
here you are.
Now.
Ah.
So we thought we'd go and meet some of the neighbours. Okay?
I've got my cropper coats ready.
Yeah, you have, yeah?
Yes.
Let me just ask Bernie.
Oh, don't be nasty.
Have you seen Alad's coat?
Yeah.
Don't you think he looks like Roy Cropper?
A little bit, but I like the scarf.
Yeah.
Thank you.
When he walks down the street, people say, "Where's Hayley?"
It's also absolutely filthy,
it is
Alad.
It needs washing over Christmas.
I bet you'll get your mum to do that as well, won't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, have you got presents for the neighbours?
We found a few mince pies and a few lollies. Christmas lollies.
Right, is that it?
Well, what would you want?
No, it's not very...
Some of Will's bacon
sandwiches.
Rubbish
Santa, maybe? You are. Yeah, bring that bacon sandwich. I don't think Bernie will mind losing the plate.
No. We've got the Yuletide logs as well.
And I've got £4, just in case there's any kids.
Really?
It's not trick or treat.
But you know what it's like when you're a kid, right? Just because you get older, don't do that thing of turning to your parents and go, "Oh, would you like some mince pie?" "No, I want a pound. Give me money."
What do you want for Christmas? Cash.
Exactly. So there you go. There's a pound for you.
Thank
Four
you.
Pounds, rather.
£4.
If you don't use them, I want them back.
Do I give them to people?
What?
Like Robin Hood type things. Give them money.
Robin Hood?
As opposed to what? What do you think I want you to do with it?
Okay, I'll go and give them money. I just find that weird. Why give them money?
Like Robin Hood.
That's what Robin Hood used to do.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Right, you're an 8-year-old child. It's Christmas Eve. A man from Radio 1 knocks on your door and offers you either a monkey mince pie that we got sent probably a week ago, a rubbishy jelly lolly of Santa that's probably produced wherever, or a pound. What would you have?
Yeah, apparently.
Right, go on, Avanti, off you go.
Any places in particular you want me to go to?
Are there any neighbours you don't like, you two?
We've not really met them all yet.
Andy's raised his eyebrows, which
means
obviously
it's a bit unfair to inflict Alad on them.
I'm going to try to 60.
Number 60.
Is that all right? Are they nice?
Don't know.
Why
number 60?
Because it's across the road, and they're staring out the window at me.
Okay. But you know what, Alad, get right to the door and then change your mind and walk away.
Yeah.
No, I can't do that.
Yeah, you can.
All right, done.
See
it.
I can see.
Okay. Here you go. 79.
79, dude.
See, 60 have now opened the door. Very disappointed.
Go on, keep walking.
So just say too late, you just lost £1 million and run off.
79.
Oh. Oh, here we go.
Morning. Hello.
Great, no one in.
They're ignoring me.
Oh, this is genius.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That was good.
Okay, let me go back to 60. At least they've answered the
door.
Go on, then. Go even numbers, Alad.
Come on, then. Do you want a log?
Oh, brilliant.
Do you want money?
Hey?
Do you want a lolly?
Money.
There you see, Alad, you see!
Hang on, Christmas from Radio 1.
Hang on, Alad, how old is he?
About 25.
I thought the pounds were meant to be for the kiddies.
Well, hang on there.
25, what do you want, money?
Have it back. Thanks, do the log.
No, thank you. You can have the pound, give him the pound.
Oh, God. Here's the pound back.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Can you get...
Okay, next one.
I'll need a receipt, though, Ferg.
Okay, which number next?
Go to, 54.
Yeah.
Go to... Yeah, no,
Yeah, 50, this one here.
58. No, 54.
Are you doing this on purpose? 54.
No, I can't say... No, it doesn't matter. Just go to 50.
I don't... 50?
He's walking right across the garden.
As you know, 54.
Oh, Chris!
By the way, can I just say, it's like forwarding and rewinding on Sky Plus.
Okay, I'll try 54.
No,
I've knocked the door. Don't make me run
58.
Away.
58.
Oh, God.
No, 54. 54.
56.
No, 54. No.
Chris.
What?
Doorstep.
Go back to 54.
Oh, okay. I don't think they're in. Let me do...
Where are you now?
I'm going to number 70.
No, of course, I'm 58. All right, number 70. Go there, then.
Okay.
You can't see you now.
I'm right next door now. Hi. Do you want a log, lolly, or money?
Do you know how he doesn't even introduce himself?
Some strange man in a Roy Cropper coat comes across the road with a lollipop in his hand going, do you want a log, lolly, or cash?
He doesn't, you know, imagine Noel Edmonds doing this when he said, hello, love, yeah.
This is from Radio 1.
Here's your wheelchair and a bunch of flowers. Bye.
Do you want me to go to one more?
Log or lolly?
One more.
Unless you've got, do you know what? Go three, do you know where we are now?
Yes.
Come out of the door and turn left, so walk the way you're going and go three doors down.
Yes, 79.
So what?
79. Oh, they're not in, apparently. The neighbours know they're not in.
Okay, well...
Who's in?
Let's not tell them what street we're in, then. Burglar's dream, isn't it?
We're in Spain for 2 weeks.
Okay, I found somebody.
Oh, yeah?
Hello. Log, lolly, Jesus. Or money?
Introduce yourself, you pillow.
Hi, I'm Alice.
Hello.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
How old are you?
15.
15, there you go. Here's a test. Log, lolly, or money?
I'll have the log, please.
Oh, good choice.
Merry Christmas from Radio 1. Hello.
Oh.
You know, 79's in. Can I do one more?
Yeah. Ask her what her name is.
Hi, I'm Alan from the Chris Moore Show, Radio 1. Merry Christmas, how are you? What's your name? Paula.
Just repeat after me. How old are you, love?
I can't ask that.
Yeah, you can.
How
old are you?
How old are you, love? 43.
No, seriously, love, how old are you?
No, seriously, love, how old are you? I am 43.
Yeah. To say whatever.
Whatever. Merry Christmas to make
you all. All right, you can come back now, that's nice.
Okay.
All right, well done. Alex on the streets of Ilkeston.
Playing Log or Lolly.
Oh,
for the first and last time on Radio 1.
Do you know what I mean? God, blimey. You're just taking my CD out, Rach?
Yeah.
Have you? It's that one there.
I've written you a note. Look.
What?
Look.
Okay.
There.
What did you get?
One log, one lolly, and £1.
All right, so can I have the £3 back? I'm not stupid.
I'm expensive. Can I take a pound? Merry Christmas.
I'm expensive. Can I take a pound? You know what I mean? Yes, you can.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, Chris.
Seriously, and you will take it as well, won't you?
Yeah, it's £2 back.
Such a loser. I'm sorry, bridge. I can't see it all. Even if I could, it would all be great. But you're... Radio 1 live on Christmas Eve morning. Hello, good morning. 9:26, Joe Wiley will be here at 10 o'clock today. Have a great Christmas. Hope all your dreams come true, and mine will. But then again, the Minogue sisters are very picky, apparently, who they dance with. And we're in the home of Bernie and Andy this morning. It's very nice. Alan, hey, what's up? Who are you looking for?
I've lost Andy.
Oh, he's gone. He's gone the boozer.
Oh, right.
He said, I've got a day off. I'm not wasting it. Where is he, Will?
He's in the kitchen.
With you?
Yes.
Is he seeing the damage that you've caused?
Yes, he's just totting up now and making a small bill for me.
Yeah.
Has he seen the melted fish slice?
It's okay, it's just a handle.
I tell you what, Andy, you'll be lucky. We've been trying to get a round out of Will for years, let alone any money for broken utensils. Well, short arms and long pockets, him. And go say hello to... Will, is it Dan?
Pat,
sorry. Why did I say Dan?
Big Pat.
Big Pat's outside looking after us. And he said, can you send out the message to Sandy? Isn't that nice?
Hello, Sandy. Merry Christmas.
Which means he hasn't got you a present.
Can I say something?
Hang on, we're right in the middle of...
Hey, this is a tender moment, Rachel.
Okay, all right.
Merry Christmas, Sandy. Have a lovely time and a great new year. May all your wishes come true.
No, do.
But you're not getting that car you wanted.
Right, yes, Rachel?
I need to say hello to my friend Christina and Richard.
Oh, I haven't got time. Let's move on.
They're getting married next week.
Who's getting married?
My friend Christina.
Christina and Richard.
From Kidderminster, yeah.
Oh, Chrissy and Dick getting married.
Yep.
Beautiful.
Happy wedding.
Nina and Dick.
Nina?
Yeah.
Nina?
Yeah.
Nina Nana.
Nina and Dick.
Sounds like a specialist magazine.
Nina and Dick. Nina and Dick.
You just sang that to the theme tune of Rosie and Jim.
I know.
She'll like that.
Yeah. 9:28 exactly. The
these words are my own.
We'll do news and sport for the last time with Dominic and Carrie next. Sasha Bedingfield at Radio 1. So it's Christmas Eve. Christmas Day tomorrow. I want to say Merry Christmas to my lovely lady. So I'm not going to see her now.
I should do that as well.
Yeah. Well, I'll go first. Right. I thought of it. Merry Christmas to my gorgeous angel.
And me.
No, I haven't finished
right,
yet.
I'm sorry.
The hell.
And I'll talk to you later. And big kisses.
Alright, that's alright. Lovely. Go on, off you go.
Merry Christmas to my one. Happy Christmas.
Day.
Is that it?
Rubbish.
Me?
Is that it?
I'll see you on the 29th. After Charlton away.
Who says romance is dead? Dave's wife does, of course.
I'd like to say that I'm gonna miss my baby lots, but I'll talk to you on the phone and I'll see you in a few days. And big kisses. I miss you.
What would you like to say to Emma?
I've already said it, haven't I? Happy Christmas. Lots of love.
Merry Christmas, love.
Oh, dear.
What's the old joke? Oh, I've got her a lovely jumper for Christmas. That was a little surprise for the wife. That's a big surprise. She thought she was getting a car. Shelby Brown, 76. Go! Oh, hang on a second. I'm checking. Dominic and Carrie, you ready?
Ready!
Oh, switch the microphones off. I want to see if we can hear them. Are you ready? There you go. Upstairs in the front room. Another Christmas song coming up in the second, Maroon 5 as well. And apparently, according to my script, a surprise for Chris.
That's you.
We haven't just signed you for Leeds, have we, Andy?
Oh, okay. Well,
hey?
Anything will do. I've seen him standing up. He can do that.
Better than Brian Dean.
Let's get last time this year. Some news and sport with Dominic and Kerry. It's 9:32.
Five people are still in hospital after being knifed in North London.
And in sport, Mourinho gets all festive.
BBC Radio 1.
Newsbeat.
Just gone 9:36.
So that was the last one. We're travel of the year. Well done, Dominic.
Thank you, Chris.
Did you win? Let me just look back at some of the highlights of 2004. Mm. Did you enjoy OBW?
I liked OBW a lot.
Yeah?
Yes.
Do you want to explain that story or not?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
That nice man who came up to us in the hotel bar last night. The nice man who starts conversation. All right, Chris, can I buy you a drink? No, you're all right, thanks. I've got one here. Cheers, mate. No, I'll buy you a drink. What are you drinking? Honestly, I don't want a drink. I'm fine, thank you. Carlsberg, is it? Honestly, I don't want a drink. All right. And then comes over. Because he bought us a drink, he was allowed to stand and talk to us for 20 minutes about OBW, which was one big weekend. And he started the conversation by saying, OBW, Birmingham. Sorry? OBW, Birmingham.
We thought he was banging on about Star Wars for the first one.
What's that? Well, big weekend in Birmingham. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now, what about it? Oh, I was there. All right, okay. Did we meet? No.
It wasn't the best chat in the world, was it, really?
Yeah. I went on Saturday. All right, okay, that's good. Yeah, Judge Jules. Yeah, that's right, yeah. Yeah. Don't actually like dance music very much. But you chose the wrong day. That was the dance day, son. Yeah, but beggars can't be choosers. How did you get your tickets? I asked for Saturday tickets. Well, when beggars can't be choosers, he has to go on that day. But he was a lovely fellow, wasn't he?
And then his mate, the girl, who'd had a few, goes, are you Chris West? Who's Chris West?
Are you Chris West?
And then I said no, she got drunk and then accused me of being rude and out of order. Who does he think he is coming in here? He's rude, he doesn't even know who I am. He's rude, Chris West. Chris, I go to him and he's like, no, and he comes up and goes, don't go like them Coronation Street people. What, Mancunian? What do you want? No, false. They're actors, you daft cow!
Again, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Oh, it's time to relive the last ever advent calendar. We played at 8 o'clock this morning. We should play it one more time. Are you ready, everybody?
Yeah. Yay.
Now let's open up another door on our advent calendar.
Hi, Chris. It's day 24 of Christmas Advent, and I'm Roy Walker. I'm not in Panto this year, but I'd like to wish all your team and all your listeners, and especially you, Chris, a very, very Merry Christmas.
on that beautiful Roy Walker, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks, Roy.
Oh, he's gone.
Shut that door.
No, that's the wrong catchphrase. No, hang on. Which one do you want?
That one.
Which one?
That one.
Let's go for this one, ready? Merry Christmas to Sandy and Roger and Richard and all our jingle makers.
Chris is writing cards, Dave is wrapping up a present, Dom is putting up the tree, and Carrie's bought the pheasant. Rachel's got the hardest job, she has got to pluck it. Then Alan's in the kitchen where he's just waiting to stuff it. Chris Moyle Show.
20 to 10, there's only 20 minutes left.
National Radio 1.
Jimmy, I just came back from a lovely trip along the Milky Way.
We're in Five of Radio 1, and this love, it's Christmas Eve, everybody. It's very exciting. And on our 12 Days to Christmas campaign, we're at Bernie's house with a fella Andy. Well, Bernie and Andy's house, whatever. She wrote in, will you come round to her house? He's had a rubber shear, cheer him up. We've come round, we've cheered him up. There you go.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
And we're here in his front room, literally in his front room. Tell us behind me. Pretty knuckles.
All the neighbours are here.
All of the, half the street have come out. He's never met so many people.
It's like neighbourhood watch meeting.
So it's, 12 minutes left. And that's it. We're on tomorrow afternoon, by the way, 2 till 5, if you want to listen. It's a brilliant pre-recorded show.
Mm. We've heard it already. It's nice.
With lots of surprises for you, the listeners. Right, what are we doing?
It's time for your special Christmas surprise, you see? Because every year, you get us something special, and Dominic and I didn't know what we could get you as your Christmas present. So this is kind of a Christmas present for you, Chris, and also for Bernie and Andy, and for all the neighbours. And it's a festive offering from Dominic and myself.
Are you seriously having a laugh?
It's
this
music
for music.
So nothing of monetary value. I thought a couple of Playboy bunnies had come and dressed as Santa.
This is the gift of music.
And it's Dominic singing a song.
See, few people realise that Dominic and myself actually have a band.
No.
Called Folk Face.
No.
Okay.
But not your folk band.
Yeah. Folk Face.
Oh,
and
no.
This is actually our first ever public performance.
First album we're folking about.
Yes.
And this is my present.
This is your Christmas present from me and him.
I bought you a Rolex.
Yeah, I know, but this is a gift of music.
I didn't really buy him a Rolex. Well, I bought him a genuine £8,000 Rolex, Dominic.
Really?
Yeah. It better be, or that fellow at the car boot owes me a fiver. Shelby Brown, 79.
Are you happy with your bongos, Dave?
Yeah.
Great.
Can I just say, really, this is my surprise.
Yes, let's get on with it.
I've sweat my ass off for 12 months, working with you, giving you the biggest break of your radio careers, and this is my present.
It's going to be beautiful.
This is for you, Chris. Do you know why? Because we love you.
Okay, what mics are we having on? Rich, do I can lose me?
Yeah, just Dave's.
Just Dave's on.
Yeah, right. I'm on.
All right.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay, so,
good luck, everyone.
It is Christmas, it's exciting. We're all jolly and having fun. We're in the house of Bernie and Andy, starting Christmas in Ilkeston. Chris is looking at us strangely. He's not sure that our sound fits. He would rather we bought him an iPod than perform our Christmas hits, because we've had a lovely time here today. It's been nice, now it's time for us to go home for a holiday. Rachel's looking at her wristwatch. She thinks our song is too long. Carrie's dancing over in the corner. All the boys can see her thong. Al is swaying, Will is graying, Joss is saying, who wants tea?
Oh yes, please, just milk and sugar. We would all like a cup of tea.
Big chorus again.
We've had a lovely time here today. It's been nice. Now it's time for us to go home for a holiday. It is Christmas. It's exciting. We're all jolly and having fun. We're in the house of Bernie and Andy, starting Christmas in Ilkeston. Merry Christmas, Ilkeston. Merry Christmas from Dave and Dom. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Keep it folk.
Yeah, folk on.
Wow, congratulations. That was absolutely average. That was lovely.
Just for you, that, Chris.
Yeah, I like that. You obviously, clearly, the sad thing is you've obviously spent time on it and rehearsed it.
That's why we went to the hotel early yesterday. Yeah.
We went to his room and had a couple of jars and knocked it out.
That's not a lie, is it?
No, that's true.
That's why we got here at five.
So you were in Dominic's room yesterday, yeah, drinking beer, playing bongos.
That's why we looked a bit jarred when you turned up.
Okay. Well, I really don't know what to say. I think thanks should be the word. So thanks.
It's a Christmas present from us to you.
Yeah,
well,
it is.
I am honoured. Really.
I think that went down well.
I did,
yeah,
too.
Very good.
I'm pleased.
Well done, everybody. Thank you, Dave and Dominic, from their folk band called Folk Face. Go, Dom! In tune!
Oh. Brilliant.
Yeah. Maybe not time for encores yet.
No, I didn't say.
We've only got one song.
Give over.
We don't do an encore, we just play it again.
Less is more. Mm.
Well, thank you to your band, called The Band now, for coming in. Should be.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening. Today and all year, because it's the end of our show for this year. We're back on the 10th of January. We're back tomorrow on tape for Christmas Day, and then Monday morning, 10th of January, we're back. Thank you to lots of people for today's show, live from Bernie and Andy's house. Thank you to the pair of you for letting us come in.
You're very welcome.
And thank you to Christy and Lady for the loan of the house, obviously. It was very important. And Pat, who's outside on security.
Thank you.
Anybody fancies messing with him? I wouldn't advise it, really. And Danny and Mickey and Ant, Paul back in London. Danny, you still there?
I'm still here, yeah.
I thought you might have dropped off. The pub might have opened early for you. And thank you to Will and Ferg and Richard and Andy and Jocelyn and Natasha. And, of course, Alan and Rachel, Dominic and Kerry and Comedy Dave, the stars of the show. That's clapping. That's fine.
Thanks to you, too.
I know, because if it wasn't for me, you'd all be miserable. Doing dance anthems on a Sunday night, or working with Colin and Edith, or other people.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Got a nice text from my girlfriend saying, morning! That's how I reply with, take it you missed your beautiful mention then that I gave you earlier. So, obviously, girls obviously missed their mentions.
Guarantee
mine.
You know,
we said really nice romantic things for them. Anyway.
I can't listen again.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, or I could just call her. She's my girlfriend. Talk to you later, my little pretty angel. Merry Christmas. Miss you. What do you want to say to Emma?
Hey?
Doesn't matter. So that's it then. Christmas Day's tomorrow. Have a great Christmas. Enjoy it. Don't drink too much. Well, you can if you want. It's up to you. You're grown up. And Tonya's on tonight. Scott Mills, Colin Neal. Joe Wiley's next. Have a wonderful time. And from all of us, live from Ilkeston in Derbyshire.
Applause to end, you think?
Yes,
you ready? Right. Yeah.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year! All right. Right, Cobb.
Yourself.
this Christmas, and here's to a safe 2005.